жить потугою міцною, бій барабанів роздирає хмари. Клята війна йде своєю ходою, лізуть на землю ординські примари. Неодмінно прийде до нас перемога, розвіються повсюди сірі тумани, і зазвучить вдячна молитва до Бога, стихнуть навіки бойові барабани. Шахеди, ракети людей вбивають, далі московити чинять вбивчу суть. Від болю наші серця знемагають, щоденно наші воїни в небо йдуть. Неодмінно прийде до нас перемога, розвіються повсюди сірі тумани, і зазвучить вдячна молитва до Бога, стихнуть навіки бойові барабани. Неодмінно прийде до нас перемога, розвіються повсюди. Клятій війні українська земля кров'ю оповита. Далі звучать в небі мелодії сумні, і горять на землі ординців копита. Неодмінно прийде до нас перемога, розвіються повсюди сірі тумани, і зазвучить вдячна молитва до Бога, стихнуть навіки бойові барабани. Неодмінно прийде до нас перемога, розвіються повсюди сірі тумани, і зазвучить вдячна молитва до Бога, стихнуть навіки бойові барабани.
And Viktor Varvarich from Ukraine with a song called Peremoha, Victory. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос», радіо українського коріння, на багатомовній радіостанції AM1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері, говорить Павліна. Добрий вечір and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm your host, Павліна. On today's show, another new voice, Anton Lysenko of Victoria. He's conducting interviews on our Nash Holos YouTube channel and will bring you a sneak preview of one of them on the topic of the security agreement that Canada recently signed with Ukraine. Olena Skorokhod from here in Vancouver will bring you the latest news from Ukraine and also a report on the fundraising gala put on by Maple Hope Foundation here in Vancouver to celebrate their 10th anniversary. As well, also from here in Vancouver, a local singer-songwriter, Adrian Glynn, will join us to talk about his newly released album, which is a moving tribute to his Ukrainian grandparents. And as usual, our proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, popular group from Ukraine, Haidamake, with Oy Uluzi Chervona Kalena.
Червона калина похилилася, чогось наша славна Україна зажурилася. А ми тую червону калину піймемо, а ми нашу славну Україну розвеселимо. А ми тую червону світ. Не журися, славна Україна, маєш вільний рід. А ми тую червону калину підіймемо, а ми нашу славну Україну розвеселимо.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 60 years. Since 1963, the Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit www.shevchenkofoundation.ca.
Ukraine is under deadly attack, and Ukraine War Amps is asking for your help with a donation today. Funds are desperately needed by Ukrainian defenders for bulletproof jackets, helmets, walkie-talkies, food, water, and gas, and by civilians, including children, for food, water, and medications, and when possible, escape to safety. Please donate today to Ukraine War Amps via PayPal, e-transfer to ukrainewaramps@gmail.com, or visit ukrainewaramps.ca.
Вітаю, це Антон Лисенко. Підписуйтесь на YouTube-канал «Радіо Наш Голос». Для вас ми запрошуємо у нашу студію відомих канадських та українських експертів, політиків та культурних діячів. Ми говоримо про реалії сьогодення та аналізуємо події, що минули. Наш Голос – радіо українського коріння.
Дороги іншої не треба. Коли зорить шумацький шлях, я йду від тебе і до тебе по золотих твоїх стежках. Мені не можна не любити, тобі не можна не цвісти. Лиш доти варто в світі жити, упоки живеш і квітнеш ти.
Україно, після далечі дорі, вірне серце твого сина, я кладу тобі до ніг. Поки кохаєм до нестями, іще не скоро наш кінець, ще може нашими серцями розпалим тисячі сердець. Ще свічка наша не згоріла, ще наша молодість при нас. А те, чи варте наше діло, то скажуть люди, скаже час. Україно, Україно, після далечі дорі, серце твого сина, я кладу тобі до ніг. Україно, Україно, після далечі дорі, вірне серце твого сина, я кладу тобі до ніг, тобі до ніг.
And four-part harmony by one fellow by the name of Malyarevsky, and that was Taras Petrenenko's Ukraino. Adrian Glynn is a singer-songwriter based in Vancouver. He does solo music and is also a singer and co-writer for the folk band The Fugitives, which was a Juno nominee in 2022. His latest solo album is called You're Just a Place That I Know. It tracks the story of his Ukrainian grandparents and was inspired by his aunt, who's the storykeeper of the Ukrainian side of his family. His album was released worldwide just on February 27th. Adrian joins us now by phone to tell us the story behind the story, as well as his album and his music. So welcome, Adrian.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to finally connect. It's been hit and miss for a while, and it's great, great to have you on the show and learn about this brand new release of yours.
Yeah, it's nice to finally have it out in the world. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, you said you started composing it a couple of years ago, so tell us the story.
Yeah, I actually started composing it, almost 6 years ago, I think, five, maybe a little over 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Well, basically, my aunt, my Tete Genia, who lives in Toronto, she's the youngest of three sisters, and she was the one who was always knew my grandparents the best. So she always kind of knew their stories the best. And I got to talking to her about 10 years ago in the cemetery where my grandfather was buried, and this was just after my grandmother had died. And my grandfather had been dead for 10 years. And we were just putting flowers on his grave, and she started telling me all these stories. And some I had heard a little bit before, but some I hadn't, and they were so interesting. And so when I got home, I decided to call her and record the phone call so that I could actually be able to go back to these stories. And I didn't really have a plan for what I was going to do with these stories. I just had this feeling like I need to get these. I need to be able to access these. So that's what I did. And then a few years later, I found myself at the Banff Center for the Arts in Alberta, which if you've never heard of it, it's amazing. You apply for a special grant and they give you like a hut in the woods surrounded by the Rocky Mountains. And you just sit there and you create, which on one hand is fantastic. It's also terrifying. It was my first time there. And I'm sitting there just, you know, knowing that this is a place where so many great artists come and do great work. And I'm just sitting there staring at the wall being like, I don't know what to do.
I'm sure that's that was the same story for pretty much any artist that's gone there, because I had to have that very thought. Oh, my goodness, if I could just see myself doing that. I would sit there like a lump. And yeah, so.
Yeah, exactly. It's that sort of imposter syndrome. But then I remembered, like, hey, I should listen to that call with Ketigenia again. And so I did. And then, boom, it was off to the races. Just was inspired by these different stories to take them in different directions, to create little narratives out of them and write songs out of them. And that was the beginning of it. And over two sessions at the Band Center, over 2 years, I wrote the record and recorded it a year ago. And now here we are. It's out.
Wow. That's great. So you've got how many tracks on the album?
There's officially 9 tracks. Like there are officially 11. There's 2 little interstitial like trackettes, but really 9 full songs. Yeah.
Okay. So how does an album tell the story of your grandparents? I guess about each song kind of takes us through the storyline, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's pretty much in chronological order. It's an album of songs that are like, I think of them as like sketches of memory. So it's not like I'm trying to be historically detailed and accurate. These are representations of memory, because that's the central theme of the album is memory. You know, working backwards, the last song is about seeing my baba, my grandmother in the hospital shortly before she died. And she sort of had a form of dementia, and she had some very vivid memories, and she had some very blurry memories. Mm. And that's what memory is like, isn't it?
Right.
Some of them are so specific and some are not. Yeah. So the album kind of works that way. They're kind of little snapshots or blurry sketches of these different moments, mostly from her point of view. I think just about every song is from her point of view. And so, yeah, going right back to at 16 years old, Germans invaded Ukraine, and they took many young women from villages and sent them hundreds of kilometers away to do different jobs, to be indentured laborers, essentially, mm-hmm. for German families in other countries. And so that's where my grandmother was sent. She was only maybe 17, 16 or 17. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't imagine. Just soldiers show up and they just take you from your home and send you away, and you don't know if you'll see your family again, right? So that's where the story begins, and it kind of goes from there in these different little stories. She meets my grandfather in a refugee camp. She watches him do Ukrainian dancing for soldiers to earn cigarettes that you can trade for money and rations. And eventually they end up in Montreal, which is where they emigrated to and start a family. So there's some songs that are about adjusting to life in Montreal, about raising a family. Mm-hmm. And there's a song about laying my grandfather to rest, which has a little Ukrainian choral section in it with Taras Shevchenko lyrics. Mm-hmm. And then finally her last song, Generations, which is her sort of mosaic of memories. So that's kind of the arc of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can listen to this and get a wash of all those, that whole storyline, her whole life.
Yeah, exactly. And in bits and pieces, yeah.
Yeah. So very interestingly, I recognize a name here from your press release about the choir. I sang in a choir that his mom ran for many years, Adam Kozak.
Yeah. Okay. So that's funny, because I know who you're talking about. I know her as Pani Kika.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So I went to Saturday morning Ukrainian school as a kid. Or I should say I was dragged to Saturday morning Ukrainian school. And our music teacher was this lovely lady named Pani Kvika, Miss Kvika. Mm-hmm. And so she would teach us Ukrainian songs and things. So when I was looking around for a choir to sing on this album, I got Adam Kozak's name. And I don't think I actually realized that he was the son of Pani Kvika, my old Ukrainian school music teacher. And Adam's this amazing, he runs this incredible choral program at the secondary school he teaches at Windsor in North Vancouver. And he's so amazing. He's so devoted to these kids. He's got all these different choirs, and they put on these amazing concerts. And I asked him, I was like, I'm sort of looking for like a men's Ukrainian choir, but I'm not sure that that exists in Vancouver. And he was like, yeah, that doesn't really exist in Vancouver, at least not at that professional level. But he was like, but listen, I got these young guys and they are great. They've been to competitions and I would love to give this opportunity to be able to sing on a real record and go into the recording studio and I'll direct it and stuff. And I was like, that sounds great. So that's what we did.
Wow.
And so, yeah, this funny family connection that kind of came back.
Yeah. Wow. That's wonderful. Well, yeah, that's the thing about little stories of local productions. This always happens, right? the two degrees of separation, not six, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, the album is done. You said you're off shortly to take a break from the winter down south. And what's the next step? How do you get the album? And are you going to be doing anything to promote it when you get back?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be continuing to promote it wherever I am. It's out on all platforms. So it's on all the streaming services. I have a Bandcamp website, which is a good place if you're someone who likes to support musical artists, yeah. Then Bandcamp is great because yeah. Things like Spotify, you know, musicians aren't making a lot of money off of that. But
yeah.
Bandcamp is great because, you know, it's by donation and you can, you know, pay whatever, $10, $20 to download the record and that goes into our pocket. And what's nice is you also get a nice little PDF of the booklet. So you can see, like, I have a whole beautiful lyric booklet with photos of my grandparents and all the lyrics and the stories and stuff, which you can digitally flip through. Yeah, so that's part of the download.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And I do have real, live, actual CDs, too, believe it or not. But for that, I would say just, if someone's interested in that, I'd say just find me online and send me a message. I haven't really set up, like, an online shop for that, just because not that many people buy CDs. But you can message me. But I will also be doing a big concert in Vancouver on May 5th. This will involve choir, and the choir will be a part of it, and a couple of Ukrainian instrumentalists and my band. So that's going to be May 5th at St. James Hall. So I'll be selling the CDs there, and that's going to be a big concert. That's the next thing on the list is to get all that together.
Oh, well, please, yeah, keep us posted with all the details. And Adam's choir is going to be there?
Yeah, his guys will be part of it. Aww. And so that'll be really fun. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, so that's May 5th. So so stay tuned here to Nosh Holos. You'll keep us updated with the details and hope to see you there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, have a great trip in the sun, and thank you so much for telling us the story of your story and your album and your music, and look forward to seeing the concert May 5th. So keep in touch.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Congratulations. And thanks again, Adrian.
Thank you.
Adrian Glynn from Vancouver. You can find his album, You're Just a Place That I Know, on Bandcamp, where you can pay what you can for the album. The PDF booklet is gorgeous. The lyrics of the songs are there and other information to give you more context about his story. I'll post the link in the podcast show notes. Here's one of the songs from his album, the one in particular that he mentioned, Dancing for the Soldiers.
Soldiers with your village in your bones. I felt a thousand ages and a thousand leagues from home. You collected up the coins and you collected up the smokes. You were dancing for the soldiers. I was standing in. Lions in the height of day, dreading further orders by devils sick of prey, smoking in their corners, happier to wait. You were dancing for the soldiers. I was watching. All in garlands and embroiders down my sleeve, and you dash my heart wide open like there were roses in your teeth, and you'd bring the planets closer, and you would lift me from my feet, and in the morning glow you'd be beside me in my sleep. You were dancing for the soldiers, but I dreamed you'd dance for me.
And here are a couple of brief instrumental pieces on the bandura and the lira, or hurdy-gurdy, from Adrian Glynn's album, You're Just a Place That I Know. Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Павліна. And from Ukraine, now from Victoria, that was Bandura Virtuoso Georgi Matveev from his album Source of Inspiration, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song, a rather contemporary rendition called Improvisation on the Folk Theme Number 3, On the Road Beetle. And Georgi was one of the performers at the Maple Hope 10th Anniversary Gala fundraiser on March 3rd in Vancouver. Olena Skorohod represented Nash Holos at the event, and here she is with some recollections.
On Sunday, March 3rd, the Maple Hope Foundation team, led by Svetlana Kuminko, organized a gala dinner. The dinner marked 10 years of their work, and much work has been done since 2014, especially after the full-scale invasion began. It's settlement assistance for Ukrainians, medical and humanitarian aid in Ukraine, multiple fundraising events, and much more to acknowledge as the decade passed. Over 200 Ukrainians, including volunteers, activists, and artists, who participate tirelessly in building a stronger community and helping Ukrainians and Ukraine, gathered at the Vancouver Club. Guests were met by champagne and musicians playing. At the first hall, a professional guitarist. At the second, a stunning and smooth bandura play. An important photo exhibit, Eyes of Mariupol, and art exhibitions filled the room with the presence of Ukrainian culture and the reality of the war. This fundraising dinner included an auction of artwork and other items. Nearly $35,000 were raised, which will be directed to priority projects including support for children and families affected by the war and the provision of critical medical supplies. Vasil Popadyuk, a well-known Ukrainian violin player, culminated the event with his phenomenal play and unstoppable energy. You can find more information on how to donate and an annual report of Maple Hope Foundation at www.maplehopefoundation.org.
And that was violin virtuoso Vasil Popadyuk from Toronto, originally from Ukraine. And that song was from an album he recorded some time ago now. It's called Ablaze, and the song was Tram Tram.
This is Anton Lysenko for Nash Volos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Don't miss our new in-depth interview with the expert in foreign policy, Oleksandr Kraev. Together we'll discuss the security assistance deal that Canada recently signed with Ukraine. The full version of the interview in English language you can find on the YouTube channel Ukrainian Roots Radio Nash Volos.
This is a big milestone, basically, for Ukrainian security guarantees and security relations with the West. According to our national security strategy, this agreement is a part of our wider cooperation with Western allies, and it's one of the first several agreements, others including the United Kingdom of Great Britain, Northern Ireland, France, Germany, Denmark, and Italy as well. So basically, now we're talking that Ukraine is creating a some kind of a system of alliances in order to enforce our military industrial complex, in order to provide for more security, more additional help in munitions, in technical staff, in all kinds of necessities for Ukrainian defenders. And of course, this agreement is also a stepping stone for future Ukrainian membership in NATO. Canadian foreign policy comes in footsteps of the American position, of American worldview and American interest. But now we see that despite United States' failure to lead the West, despite the constitutional crisis taking place in the House of Representatives, Canada has its own initiative and has its own readiness and willingness to take an active role in both NATO and global security as well. Can be welcomed. That's a very good development for international arena, for international security. And definitely that's a good example for American politicians, because the Canadians are now in charge of the security issues in North America. That's definitely something to think about in the House. This year is the year of election. We have more than 70 elections in different countries, in different democracies all around the world. The main, of course, being the United States election. And if we speak about Canada, of course, the political process are also very hot and very on topic with everything. And for all the democracies, Ukraine is one of the, let's call it a marker. This is the marker of foreign politics and security politics for all the candidates. It's a marker of international relations for all the political parties. And basically, Ukraine cannot be excluded from political debates. Ukrainian topic is one of the hottest one and one of the most crucial, especially for the Western democracies. And that is why in many cases, we do see that Ukrainian topic is manipulated or in some other cases used as a political tool to gain some votes or to attack the other party. Continuity and the systemic nature of support for Ukraine is crucial for Ukrainian defenders, for Ukrainian armed forces, because we should be able to plan our defense as well as our offense. And we cannot make any strategic or even tactical planning without a definite understanding when, in which packages and within which terms will all the support be provided for Ukraine. It is not only about Ukraine defending Ukraine. It is about the systemic changes in international security. It is about the systemic changes in international law and international relations themselves. It is about that with the defeat of Ukraine, the world will change dramatically and the dictatorships may win.
Our own Anton Lysenko of Victoria in conversation with foreign policy expert Oleksandr Kraev, discussing the security assistance deal that Canada recently signed with Ukraine. To find the full interview, visit the Nash Holos YouTube channel. You can search for us there or find the link in the podcast show notes of this edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
The hardest days, we still hold our ground. I guess unknown,
say to keep us safe and sound. People falling down like teardrops. Democracy and freedom have a high cost. But rise from the ground, we will stand tall. And I just came to realize I'm a soldier. No time to sleep on the front line, protecting families. I'm a soldier, no tears to cry. Me and my people, we fight for life. We're soldiers in the freedom land, for the loved ones, we fight to the end. We're soldiers, we can't take our souls. Me and my people, we fight for our home. Me and my people, we fight for our home. Me and my people, we fight for our home. Some people are gone, but they went with pride, defending our homes and protecting lives. Through the smoke and dust, we always charged ahead with weapons in hand. Yeah, we battle for peace, for a future bright. In the hardest day, we fight for life. Our scars are deep, but our spirits soar. We still stand tall. I'm a soldier, no time to sleep on the front line, protecting families. I'm a soldier, no tears to cry. Me and my people, we fight for life. We're soldiers in a freedom land, for the loved ones, we fight to the end. We're soldiers, we can't take our souls. Me and my people, we fight for our home. Me and my people, we fight for our home. Me and my people, we fight for our home.
Popular Ukrainian singer Max Baraskich, who was recently on tour in Canada raising funds for Ukraine, and that song was Soldier. And now the latest news from Ukraine, courtesy the Kiev Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest growing English language news organization.
Now the news for March 16, 2024. I'm Olena Skorohod. The film 20 Days in Mariupol, directed by Ukrainian journalist Mstislav Chernov, won the Oscar for the Best Documentary at the 96th Academy Awards on March 10th. The documentary records the Russian siege of Mariupol in Donetsk Oblast from the perspective of Chernov and his crew during the first weeks of the full-scale invasion. It is the first Ukrainian film made by a Ukrainian director to win an Oscar. Chernov acknowledged this landmark moment in Ukrainian cinema and said he was honored, but also wished he had never had to document the fighting in Mariupol. I wish to be able to exchange this, Oscar, to Russia never attacking Ukraine, never occupying our cities, not killing tens of thousands of my fellow citizens. Chernov is a Ukrainian photographer, photojournalist, and filmmaker who was working for the Associated Press when Russia launched its all-out war against Ukraine. He and his AP colleague Vasilisa Stepanenko arrived in Mariupol 1 hour before the Russians began bombing on February 24th. Since its release in January 2023, 20 Days in Mariupol has won awards at the Sundance Film Festival, International Documentary Film Festival, Amsterdam, Hot Dogs Canadian Documentary Festival, and Doku Days UA. Russia's months-long siege of Mariupol between February and May 2022 reduced the port city into a landscape of rubble and killed thousands. On March 12, the Security Service of Ukraine, SBU, announced that it had neutralized a pro-Russian disinformation group in Kyiv, whose members included a priest of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church of the Moscow Patriarchate. The group of over 15 people spread pro-Kremlin narratives in order to destabilize Ukraine and incite religious hatred on the instructions of Russia's Federal Security Service, FSB. The Moscow Patriarchate is one of the two major Orthodox churches in Ukraine, along with the Autonomous Orthodox Church of Ukraine. The Moscow-linked church has been accused of aligning with the Russian government before and during the war, which the church denied. The SBU called the suspected FSB network one of the largest that have been operating in Ukraine since the beginning of the full-scale invasion. The detained priest, reportedly the leader of one of the churches in Kyiv and a member of the Russian intelligence apparatus, coordinated the group's activities. The prosecutor general's office said that the suspects also included heads of public organizations and employees of the Moscow Patriarchate's media department. The group's tasks included spreading pro-Kremlin content via social media and the church's official websites, which was later picked up and disseminated further by the Russian media. These activities aimed not only to destabilize the socio-political situation within Ukraine, but also to discredit the country in the West. Depending on the scope of their involvement, the alleged members of the group face charges of treason, collaboration, creating a criminal group, inciting religious hatred, and distributing materials justifying Russian aggression. Russian forces attacked 10 border communities in Sumy Oblast on March 13, killing one person and injuring two others. Shelling from a helicopter killed one resident of Velika Pisarivka and wounded two others. The village was also hit with the airstrikes, which caused over 30 explosions. The Russian military fired 66 times at the Sumy Oblast border throughout the day, assailing the region with drones, rockets, artillery, and other weapons. The attacks caused 332 explosions in the area. The border communities of Sumy Oblast suffer near daily attacks from nearby Russian troops. An attack on Velika Pisarivka on March 12 injured five children. A Russian missile strike on the city of Sumy, the regional capital, killed two people and injured at least eight. Russian attacks on Sumy Oblast have become increasingly destructive in recent weeks. Meanwhile, a Russian attack against the city of Kryvyi Rih in Dnipropetrovsk Oblast on March 12 started a fire in a residential building, killing two women and a man. At least three missile hits were recorded in the city, one of which targeted a nine-story building and another hitting the roof of a five-story building. Almost 40 people were injured, including 10 children. 17 injured adults and 9 children have been hospitalized. Kryvyi Rih has a population of around 660,000 and is the second most populous city in Dnipropetrovsk Oblast. It is the hometown of President Volodymyr Zelensky. The city has suffered multiple deadly attacks by Russian forces since the outbreak of the full-scale war. Ukraine's foreign ministry has announced that Valery Zaluzhny, the former commander-in-chief, has been approved by President Volodymyr Zelensky to be the next Ukrainian ambassador to the United Kingdom. Zelensky appointed Oleksandr Syrsky as a new chief commander on February 8, following months of speculation about a rift in Ukraine's leadership. Zaluzhny had led the country's military since July 2021. Zaluzhny's dismissal followed multiple reports by Ukrainian and foreign media outlets, citing anonymous sources in the government that Zelensky was set to fire the chief commander. The decision sparked an emotional public debate, as Zaluzhny is widely popular with both the military and the population due to his role in leading the resistance against Russia. Shortly before officially announcing the dismissal, Zelensky thanked Zaluzhny for his service, adding that the ex-chief commander would remain a part of the team. At least 2 years will be required to demine Ukrainian-controlled territory in Kherson Oblast west of the Dnipro River, according to Governor Oleksandr Prokudin. Ukraine has become one of the most heavily mined countries in the world. Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said in October 2023 that mines threaten the lives of around 6 million Ukrainians. Prokudin said that only one-third of the territory in Kherson Oblast liberated from Russian occupation has been surveyed. More than 155,000 mines or other explosives were discovered in this area alone. Ukraine's Western allies have donated significant amounts of demining equipment. Within the last month, some officials in the West have also begun discussing the possibility of sending military personnel to Ukraine to assist in demining operations. Since the beginning of its full-scale invasion on February 24, 2022, Russia has lost 426,870 troops in Ukraine, the General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces reported on March 13. According to the report, Russia has also lost over 6,750 tanks, 12,900 armored fighting vehicles, 13,930 vehicles and fuel tanks, 10,550 artillery systems, 1,017 multiple launch rocket systems, 715 air defense systems, 347 airplanes, 325 helicopters, 8,205 drones, 26 ships and boats, and a submarine. I'm Olena Skoroход for Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, Vancouver.
And that's the news from Ukraine for today. Coming to you courtesy the Kiev Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest-growing English-language news organization. For more up-to-date news stories as they happen, visit their website, kievindependent.com, and make sure to follow them on social media. To allow this independent Ukrainian news team to continue delivering you news from on the ground in Ukraine, please consider becoming a member at kievindependent.com.
Нема хліба, нема сала, все комунія забрала. Не корови, ні свині, тільки сталі на стіні. Гоп, мої гречаники, комуністи, начальники, а мужики, батраки, а сталінці, дураки. Гоп, мої гречаники, комуністи, начальники, а мужики, батраки, а сталінці, дураки. Я маленька колгоспниця, заробила труд одень. Мати ходять без спідниці, а батенько без сподень. Гоп, мої гречаники, комуністи, начальники, а музики, батраки, а сталінці, дураки. Гоп, мої гречаники, комуністи, начальники, а мужики, батраки, а сталінці, дураки. Батько в созі, мати в созі, діти плачуть на дорозі. Як побачать ГПУ, ховаються в кропиву. Гоп, мої гречаники, комуністи, начальники, а мужики, батраки, а сталінці, дураки. Гоп, мої гречаники, комуністи, начальники, а мужики, батраки, а сталінці, дураки. Встань, Тарасе, подивися, до чого ми дожилися. Клуня впала, хата боком, і корова з одним оком. Гоп, мої гречаники, комуністи, начальники, а мужики, батраки, а сталінці, дураки. Гоп, мої гречаники, комуністи, начальники, а мужики, батраки, а сталінці, дураки.
Ukrainian folklorist and musician Taras Kompanichenko with a scathing indictment of the Bolshevik communists whose descendants are still murdering Ukrainians today. The song was called Hrechanike, Buckwheat Pancakes. Нагадую, ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння на багатомовній радіостанції АМ 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим цими словами мудрості. Ніхто не знає, де вітер свій притулок має. And our proverb of the week translates as no one knows where the wind has its refuge. And with that, we've come to the end of another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. In between broadcasts, please keep in touch with us on our Facebook page, visit our YouTube channel, and find us on Instagram. For transcripts, audio archives, and a link to our podcast, visit our website, www.nashholos.com. And you can also find Nash Holos on your favorite podcast app. I'm Pavlina, on behalf of Olena, Anton, and myself, and all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening, and Dobranich.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.